Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line, ABC News political director Rick Klein. And Rick, obviously focused on the Supreme Court, their decision yesterday, which, you know, to take a look at it, trying to sort through all the talking on each side of the issue. You know, the case was a question of whether the discretion New York State placed in the hands of licensing officials was consistent with constitutional rights and how they're typically treated. They said it was not. I feel like being lost in the frenzy, though, seems to be this point that Justice Kavanaugh wrote, where he said, properly interpreted, the Second Amendment allows a variety of gun regulations. And like most rights, the right secured by the Second Amendment is not unlimited. Those words seem pretty significant, don't they?
Sure, but they were not the majority opinion. I think they suggest that there are limits to future cases, but the import of this case, I think, remains to be a sweeping one. Justice Thomas wrote the majority opinion. Kavanaugh joined that opinion. He wanted to clarify beyond the points of that. And it's very possible that, if you look even at the bill that just passed the Senate last night, a lot of what it does is free up states to do it further in their gun laws and incentivize them to do it. Some of those new restrictions that a state might put in as guidance from Congress could be invalidated based on this opinion. So I agree that there's some stuff in the concurring opinion that does suggest that there are limits to how far to interpret this. But just on the fair facts of what this means for New York and about a half a dozen other states that have similar rules around gun restrictions, it is a pretty major setback for gun control efforts at a time where the country seems to be moving in a different direction.
This seems like this is only going to bring on more litigation, right? I mean, what does it mean for the future of gun control in this country?
No doubt in my mind that it means more litigation, because the Supreme Court has now opened the door to invalidating state laws at the types of which in the past, this has been there for more than 100 years. So I think in some ways, look, people have seen this coming because we've known that this court has been chipping away at these precedents in the past. There was a case from a few years ago that I think really paved the way for this. But I think you're right that as states move in different directions on guns, you're going to see more litigation, and ultimately there'll have to be more clarity from the Supreme Court.
The impact that this is going to actually have, though, I mean, I guess it remains to be seen. But we're really talking about just one extra requirement for a concealed carry permit, which, you know, things like fingerprinting, background checks, all of this still remains, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, this doesn't create the Wild West. I think anyone suggests otherwise. I think part of the alarm that has been caused by this ruling has to do with the fact that there seems to be momentum at the legislative level in states and the federal government to try to restrict guns. That hasn't happened at the federal level, at least in 30 years. So to take all of that and then have the court say, wait a second, not so fast, and take a 100-year-old precedent in a state law and throw that out, I think is a pretty chilling thing. And I also think it's undeniable that a different court makeup would have had a different answer on this. I mean, look at the dissents from the three liberal justices. Keep in mind that three out of the six that were in the majority were Trump appointees. Imagine if they had been Clinton appointees. We have the opposite opinion on a fundamental matter of constitutional law.
You have to wonder, is the country too obsessed with political and court action on guns that won't actually impact mass shootings, which we're just coming off of one here a month ago? I mean, which are largely pre-planned terrorist attacks.
You know, that's a great question. It's something that I've wrestled with because I cover politics, and I think there's a tendency to think that everything that happens in the world or the country has a political solution. And maybe it doesn't. Maybe there are things that don't. I also know how strongly the families of victims feel often in the aftermath of these awful shootings, that they want to channel that anger into action. And there's something that feels satisfying, validating if they're able to get something done. Also, some of these laws might save lives, and I don't doubt the potential efficacy. But there is something odd or off-putting about the way that the immediate response to these tragedies and the awful events is, well, what can lawmakers do about them? Often they are trying to regulate things that are already regulated, to make things happen that are already very illegal from happening. And bad people are going to do bad things at times. And that is just that's a fact that's bigger than politics and bigger than any kind of solution, judicial or legislative.
There's been this outcry from one side, I think because the word gun is involved. But, you know, Rick, frankly, you'd think that after the last 2 years of talking about police reform, especially amongst Democrats, there'd be more outcry over the court ruling that if a police officer fails to inform you of your right to remain silent, you can't sue them under federal law as a violation of your civil rights anymore. I mean, that court decision just slipped, I guess, under the radar.
Yeah, it gets lost in the news blizzard. I think police reform and police efforts is another area where, look, elections have consequences. The makeup of the court has consequences. The types of cases that get brought shape law in a meaningful way. And I think, you know, you look at some of how this court is closing out its term. We're waiting on an abortion ruling that could come as soon as this morning. And we're seeing the court, again, kind of zag when the country is zigging. We're seeing it move in ways that are not necessarily aligned with where the country is headed at the moment. And that's part of the system of government. It's part of the checks and balances, part of the separations of powers. But it is jarring when so much of the momentum, as you mentioned, has been in a different direction.
Rick, who would have thought that passing a gun bill in the Senate would be easier than lifting the gas tax?
Oh, my goodness. How about that, right? I mean, that sort of sailed through. And meanwhile, the gas tax holiday that the president put forward the other day just landed with a thud. And I think that's more of a victim of the political circumstances. I think when you run the numbers on a gas tax holiday, first of all, it may not get passed on to consumers at all, or very little of it might be. Secondly, even if you drive a lot, we're talking about saving $3-4 a week. And, yeah, every little bit helps. It's nice to spend a little bit less. But the kind of spiking gas prices we've seen, I don't think politically, if you're paying $5.05 instead of $5.20 a gallon, that's going to make or break the politics of the moment, or really change people's lives measurably. So I was really surprised by the reaction. It doesn't even seem like Democrats are going to be on board for this idea. A bunch of states with liberal governors have also balked at changing or lifting the gas tax. And the whole idea of a three-month lifting, I mean, that puts us into the late September. I mean, it's right before the election. There's no way that you're going to see politicians allow gas prices to go up again right before then.
I help me understand this idea, Rick, of why the president would be pushing for this gas tax. I mean, his own advisors telling him it's not going to save Americans that much money. It doesn't do anything to address the root of the problem of higher gas prices. And, if you say, well, we can look like we're trying to do something to knock these gas prices down. I mean, there's been studies that show voters react to the price they see, not anything they hear about in the media or politically about what they're trying to do.
Yeah, guys, I think it's a statement on how many few good options there are that you'd have to turn there, because you're right. Lots of people have been on the record saying this is not something that's going to help. And he put it forward as the big idea anyway.
Rick, thank you. Rick Klein joining us live, ABC News political director.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.